Quiet on the set and action. The Minor Nation would like to extend a warm welcome to all Sundancers this week and hope they're thoroughly enjoying our hometown. Let's jump into the pool to start this off. The Swimmers hosted the Alta Hawks and Corner Canyon Chargers at the Ecker Hill Aquatic Center last week and came away winning the combined meet. The girls won both of their meets and the boys beat Corner Canyon. Highlights included Bailey Burke smoking the field in the 200 free. 15-year-old Jinwan Baylor did the same to the boys in the 200 free and he also won the 100 fly. Alondra McDowell won the 200-yard individual medley, and get this, Becca Selznick, Natalie McDonald, and Kendall House swept the podium in the 50 free. Vinny Criscione, he won the 500-yard free for the boys. On the ice, the Park City Miners, well, the bottom line is they are unbeatable so far. They moved to 13-0 on the season with a 5-1 win over the Salt Lake Stars. Noah Pransky and Derek Setterman both scored twice. The Miners are in first place in the Southern Division and have won 26 consecutive games on the Park City Ice Arena surface. They have outscored their opponents in those 13 games 120-6. They are off until January 30th playoff start in February. Stay tuned for those details. Girls basketball. After falling to highly ranked Juan Diego on Tuesday night, the girls went out to Union looking for their first region win. I've been watching Miners basketball for 8 years and I witnessed a performance in Union that was as gritty as any performance I've ever seen a girls team do. With guard Marina Mayo out ill, freshman Jessica Perry stepped up and led the girls with 11 points, including incredible hustle. Trailing at the half, and then by 12 in the third, the Miners made a furious charge, diving for loose balls, getting rebounds, making steals. The Miners got right back into the game and even had a chance to tie it at the buzzer. Only Maria Labadie's shot came up just short. Maddie Komisar chipped in 9. Labadie and Hannah Schlucker added 8 apiece, and the Miners fell by 3. But good things are coming for this Lady Miners if they keep that kind of play up. This week, the girls travel to the 3A's top seed Morgan on Friday night. Their game tips at 5:15. On the hardwood for the boys, they fell to top-ranked Juan Diego, but not without a fight, losing 49-46. The Miners led the team by 8 at the half. However, Juan Diego made the necessary adjustments, and led by Gabe Colosimo's 29, they took the win. Boston Vandiver scored 19. Adam Hutt added 10 in the loss. So they too, trying to get in the Region 10 win column, went out to Union. The Miners grabbed the lead about halfway through the first period and never looked back. Led by 11 three-pointers by the team and outstanding defense, the Cougars could never make a charge. Clutch free throws from Reed Marks down the stretch and a huge three by Sam Kingdon put the game away. The Miners win it 62-50. Marks and Kingdon scored 10 and 11 respectively. But again, the Miners were led by Boston Vandiver, who scored 24, including 4 three-pointers and 6 for 6 at the charity stripe. This week, the Miners will also be at the top-ranked Morgan Trojans on Friday night. Tip-off set at 7 o'clock, and you can catch all the action live right here on KPCW 91.9 FM or streaming live at kpcw.org. So if you're not going to a movie, listen to Miners basketball live on the radio. The Minor Nation Report has been brought to you by the Park City High School Booster Club, the UPS stores, the law offices of Todd Wakefield, and the Elliott Work Group. That's what's going on in the Minor Nation. Be sure to like our Park City Minor Nation Facebook page. I'm Scott Chester, and this has been this week's Minor Nation Report. In other words, that's a wrap.